We are about to open your eyes about a problem that's growing in frequency and in age range. It seems like a week doesn't pass when we hear about another drug arrest or a user, dealer, or both in parts of the state where many thought they could escape from this dangerous culture. My first guest this week is here to talk about an age of addiction that's happening way too soon. She is the Director of Clinical Services at the Center for Prevention and Counseling in Sussex County, New Jersey, Rachel Heath Wallace. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Chris.
And learn more about the center, their various programs, including the one we're talking about here. It is centerforprevention.org. And obviously, Rachel, I get press releases from your organization about the programs that you have, along with many other organizations.
Yes.
And you get jaded after a while. Okay, another program about substance abuse treatment programs. I'm reading yours. I'm going along, and I get to the part where it says, for youth ages 13 to 17. That leads me to believe, and we'll get into some stats in a minute here, this is a problem that's just not a lone wolf problem, I guess you could say, where it's one or two kids or we're seeing names in the papers. This is a problem that is growing and spreading, and it's time to catch up to it and try to get ahead of it now.
Yes, we're definitely seeing youth who are starting to use substances of abuse earlier than in the past, and many times they're progressing very quickly into substance dependence. Another thing that I think is really important, and which may also speak to the rise in numbers of youth in treatment for substance use disorders, is that we've really raised awareness regarding the importance of early identification. And we do see substance use disorders as an illness. It is a potentially fatal yet treatable illness. And with all illnesses, the earlier you can identify symptoms, the better the outcome may be. So community members, schools, the courts, are really parents and are really trying to be more aware of the potential for a child to progress, and they want to get them in as soon as they can rather than look the other way and just write it off as something that kids do. This is what they do. Some kids do it, but we really want to be able to help them and make sure that they're not potentially going to progress to a life of a chronic relapse and dependence.
This is called the Adolescent Intensive Outpatient Substance Abuse Treatment Program, again for 13 to 17-year-olds.
Yes.
Give us the mechanics of the program. When will it be, and how is it going to be structured?
Yes, well, we actually started. What happened was we have funding that comes through the state, filtered through the county, to provide services to adolescents. What's great about that is there's no barriers for treatment. Any at-risk or court-involved youth are eligible for these services. And typically, they went to another facility in the county for their intensive outpatient treatment. That facility was bought out, and they closed the program. And it was very sudden. And it was a no-brainer for us. We'll do it here. And we brought back a former staff member who is a duly licensed clinical social worker and alcohol and drug counselor, and she said yes. And we started about a month ago. We got it rolling within 2 weeks, and it is led by a mental health and addictions professional and also supported by other addictions staff members. And it runs on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 4 to 7 p.m. here at the center. Wednesday is our family night where families participate as well, because this is also a family illness and we have to look at it as such and treat it as such. And we develop individualized treatment plans for the adolescents. We do also screen them for substances of abuse and really work with them intensely to help them maintain and achieve abstinence, find alternatives to use. We practice refusal skills, and then identify other issues. Oftentimes, there's multiple layers of family issues that arise, possibly mental health issues as well, and we're able to start to look at them and provide services as well.
So, Rachel Heath Wallace, Director of Clinical Services at the Center for Prevention and Counseling in Sussex County, New Jersey, centerforprevention.org. is their website, and we're talking specifically about their Adolescent Intensive Outpatient Substance Abuse Treatment Program for youths ages 13 to 17 ongoing. You can begin the intake process, as it's technically called, by calling 973-383-4787. It's 973-383-4787, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. I noticed, too, from the notes that I received about the program, too, Rachel, this isn't a a quick in-and-out situation. This is a fairly sizable commitment that the individual is going to be involved with as far as the time spent trying to help them understand what they're doing and how to stop doing it.
Exactly. And we offer a range of services for adolescents. Some might come for early intervention support. Others might come 1 hour a week for just outpatient, traditional outpatient. But IOP is exactly that. It's intensive. And it's an opportunity to provide additional structure and support. So it's a minimum of 9 hours a week. And the average length of stay is 12 weeks in that in the intensive outpatient. But then we transition them to aftercare. I like to make the analogy of someone that might be in treatment for a chronic illness. And once they're, you know, we can use cancer as an example because that's one that comes to mind. And they'll go through intensive treatment, and they're seen by professionals, and hopefully it reduces symptoms. And a doctor doesn't just say to their patient, well, hey, great, you finished this course of treatment, have a great life. They bring them back for checkups. You want to make sure they're doing well, that their symptoms remain in remission. So it's very similar with our programming. We will reduce the time that they're in treatment but continue to provide that structure, continue to get them connected to other programs that might be beneficial, whether that be in the community or at our agency, to really stay in touch with them.
And I mentioned we have some statistics here. This is from the Health and Human Services down in D.C., albeit from 2011. But if you can judge the more frequent news stories, especially in northern New Jersey, as far as abuse stories are concerned, these relatively low numbers, although 1% is still 1% too many with any sort of addiction. You can imagine how since 2011 these numbers have probably most likely escalated. Percent of high school students who drank alcohol for the first time before the age of 13, 14%. Percent of high school students who had at least one drink of alcohol in at least one day in the past 30 days, 43%. Mm-hmm. You want to move over to this is the residual effects. Percent of high school students who rode with the driver who had been drinking, 21% marijuana use. Percentage of high school students who ever used marijuana one or more times, 37%. Inhalants, 10%. Cocaine, I'm sorry, they don't have any stats for New Jersey for cocaine. Non-medical use of pain relievers by adolescents between 12 and 17 for non-medical reasons, 5%. Those are scary numbers.
It is, especially when you look at the opioid use, the non-prescribed medication use of pain medicine. That 5% will often, if they continue to use, that will develop into heroin use. It's a natural progression. Our individuals who report that they have become dependent on heroin have typically started with painkillers that they might just find in somebody's medicine cabinet, or they're just offered to them at a party. It's alarming, and actually in Sussex County, our agency polls local high schools. We have identified that the average age of first use of alcohol for Sussex County students is around 11.6, 11.8 years of age. So that you say 11 years old, and they're being introduced to their first drink, and we've certainly seen an increase in marijuana use, which is absolutely paralleled with legalization and the approval of medicinal purposes in New Jersey. Because as the perception of harm goes down for youth, the use goes up. They think it's not harmful. They actually think that it can help, and so we do see an increase in use, and it's really difficult to challenge that mindset when they're being inundated about legalization and some of the pro-marijuana organizations that are around. We typically in our IOP are seeing individuals where marijuana has been the issue along with alcohol, but we also do have individuals who have become dependent on heroin, IV heroin users, at a very young age.
The program is the Adolescent Intensive Outpatient Substance Abuse Treatment Program for youths ages 13 to 17 in Sussex County. If you're listening elsewhere in the state, check with your local county services to find similar programs, which sounds sad and scary that they are needed, but it's good that they are here to help recovery come about in an age when you never thought it was going to be needed. Learn more about the program with the Center for Prevention and Counseling. You call them up at 973-383-4787, 973-383-4787. We've been joined this morning by the Director of Clinical Services, Rachel Heath Wallace. Rachel, thanks for the information about this program, for the rescue that you're offering for some teens in trouble.
Thank you so much, Chris. You know, we are really proud to be able to offer this service to the community, and thank you for helping us get the word out. And I just would like everybody to know if they have any concerns about an adolescent or even an adult that might be in their life, they can certainly give us a call and we'll help them out.